Welcome to the Head Trash Show. My name is Alexia Leachman and I'm the founder of Head Trash, home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence and contentment in your life. My goal with this podcast is to teach you how to create some headspace by helping you to unpick what's blocking you and sharing some tips and how-tos for clearing it. Tune in every week as I share simple strategies to help you to achieve confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to headtrash.com to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show. Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Now, in today's show, I want to talk about fears and phobias. And the reason I want to talk about fears and phobias is well, I received an email this week asking me, does your technique work on fear? And I thought, well, of course it does. Have I not talked about this yet? Surely it's about time that I help people with fears and phobias. And so that's why I thought I'd tackle it. And amazingly, I've had another interesting experience this week that kind of solidified it for me and made me think, yeah, this is the week to do fears and phobias. I've got a little three-year-old daughter, and this week she's been having a few nightmares. And the thing that's been keeping her up at night, and worse, making her come and see me and wake me up at night, is the fact that she's got some awful dragons and dinosaurs that are keeping her awake in her dreams. And then they wake her up and then they go and hide under a bed. And then they stop her from going back to sleep. So then I have to go in and get rid of the dinosaurs and dragons, which requires me dragging them out of the bedroom, sound effects included, out the hall, down the stairs and kicking them out the front door, which, as you can imagine, doing that kind of stuff at 5 a.m. means it's very difficult for me to go back to bed. And so I've not had a brilliant amount of sleep this week either. However, you know, after this happened a few times, I thought, hang on a minute, I do head trash stuff. What's going on here? I can help people with their fears. Why don't I help my little girl? So we sat down and I helped her with her fear of dragons and dinosaurs. Now, I didn't go through the whole of the five-step process, well, in terms of all of the 10 mantras, because I felt that that might be a little bit too much for a three-year-old to comprehend. So I kept it really, really basic. And we just worked together on loving and hating dragons and dinosaurs. And basically that worked with her. And now she is no longer scared of dragons and dinosaurs. And she's not had any nightmares since. And in fact, she wants a little toy dragon dinosaur thing to play with, which is a complete 180, as you can imagine. And I'm now sleeping much better. So all is well in my world when it comes to dragons and dinosaurs. So I thought, well, yeah, I absolutely need to share this with you because, you know, whether or not you've got a fear of dragons and dinosaurs or whether or not your fear is something else, you know, maybe it's flying, maybe it's speaking. I had a podcast a couple of weeks ago about the fear of public speaking. You know, maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it's spiders. So whatever your fear might be, whether it's small, you know, you think, oh, it's such a silly fear, I don't know why I have it. Or maybe it's massive for you and it's really holding you back in lots of ways in your life. Then hopefully by listening to this, this fear will hold you back no more, because honestly, we can help you get rid of this fear using the five-step process. So if you haven't got hold of the five-step process from our website, then go do it now at headtrash.co.uk. Give me your email and I will send it across right away. And also the great thing about signing up is that the emails that you'll get include bits and pieces of training and helping you. I say training, sounds a little bit serious, doesn't it? But bits like videos to help you to get to grips with the technique so that you really you can become confident in it. Because there's no point just having this download that you get, you read it once and you never use it. What I want you to do is really to start integrating this and using it so that you benefit from clearing away all that stuff in your head that's holding you back from living life brilliantly, happily, awesomely, and having peace inside, right? So fears is a massive, massive part of that. So let's just sort of skip over to fears now and think a little bit more about how you do work with clearing your fear of something. So the first thing you need to do when you identify you have a fear of something is try and pinpoint exactly what the fear is. So for example, let's go and use fear of flying as an example. It might be just fear of flying and fear of being in an aeroplane. However, there might be some other stuff going on there. It might be fear of heights. You know, maybe you hate going in really high buildings, going in glass elevators. Control, i.e. you're not the one driving the plane. And so the idea of not only being high up, but having somebody else that's driving this thing could also be feeding your fear. So maybe there's a fear of not being in control and what that might lead to. So when you think about your fear, try and, you know, ask yourself some honest questions and think a little bit more about what else is going on with your fear. What is it exactly that you're scared of? What is the worst that can happen? Maybe the worst has happened once and you're really terrified of repeating that experience. So maybe you want to work on, you know, the worst, whatever the worst thing that could happen is, and work on clearing any emotional baggage you have around that. Now, I want to give you another example just because, you know, to help you unpick your own fear a little bit more. And I'm going to use a fear of needles and injections, which is a fear that I had personally, which is no more for me, thankfully. And when it comes to fear of needles and injections, it, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on there for people. Maybe there's a fear of pain. Maybe it's the sight of a needle. That was what would really get me going. I couldn't even watch people like heroin addicts on TV, you know. Maybe it's the sight of blood. You know, some people cannot bear the sight of blood. That's another one for me. I can't bear horror movies because I hate the sight of blood. So, you know, there's can be lots of things that come together to give you your fear. And sometimes in order to, you know, really ensure that you've cleared it, you need to drill down a bit. You need to sort of break it down into the little pieces that are making up your fear. So think about the fear that you have and just write down, what is it that you're, what is the fear exactly? How would you write it down? How would you describe it to somebody? And if they then came back to you and said, so what else is making you scared in that situation? Why is that scaring you? What else comes out for you? What else do you become aware of? What else do you notice? Are there any other thoughts or experiences that are coming up for you when you think more about that fear? And just scribble all that down. And then once you've written it down, just have a look at it and just see if there are any natural themes emerging. See if there are any groups of things that sound a little bit similar. You think, actually, that looks like it's a bit of a fear of this kind of thing. So, for example, with fear of public speaking, there are some people that have fears of being in front of people that they know. And they're okay with speaking to a group of people that they don't know and maybe a large group of people they don't know. But they suddenly become quite fearful when it's a small group of people that they do know. So what's that about? Maybe that's not about public speaking, but maybe that's more about disappointing people or letting people down. Whereas, you know, you're not that bothered about letting people down that you don't know, but this is more likely to affect you with people that you do know. So that's why it's worth to just try and unpick it a bit, look at it a little bit more closely and try and work out what's really going on. Now, if you have got a fear of needles and injections and you can't be bothered to do all this faffing and unpicking, then don't worry, I've got a little audio session in the shop for people like you that I kind of wrote for me, actually. So if you want to have the shortcut there, then you can just pop along and get the audio session. But if that's the only fear I've got in the shop right now. So if you've got a fear other than that, then I'm afraid you're going to have to try and unpick this yourself. So that is how you unpick your fear, and then you just take what you've written down, take how you've summarised it and apply it, insert it into our 10 head trash clearance mantras. Those are the mantras that are part of our 5-step process that you get for free from the website. And that is all you need to do to clear your fear. And when I cleared my own fear of needles and injections, it literally took me 5 minutes sitting in a hospital corridor just before having my injections. And I've not had to go back and do that again since. It's basically worked. With my little daughter and her fear of dragons and dinosaurs, I didn't even go through the whole of the 10 mantras. I literally did the first two, the love and the hate, on dragons and dinosaurs with her, and that's it, she's fine. So, you know, sometimes you don't even need to do the full 10, but at least when you do, it's a really thorough job. So now the one thing I do want to say is when you have just cleared your fear, like, you've literally just finished a minute ago doing it, and maybe you're in the situation where you're about to test whether it's worked. So I'm sharing you this because this is where I was when I was clearing my fear of needles and injections. I was literally told, you know, you're about to have loads of injections. And then suddenly my fear came up and I thought, aha, I know this technique, I'm going to try it. So I used it there and then. And then straight away I was called in for my injections. And the experience I had in that moment was very unique, and I've not had it again since. And I was very apprehensive, is probably the best way of describing it, because I was thinking, whoa, hang on, I'm normally scared at this point and I'm not. I was observing myself and wondering why on earth I wasn't behaving in a scared way, why I wasn't trembling, why I wasn't terrified. And it was a very weird experience. But now every time I go for an injection, I'm just not bothered and I just stick my arm out and I'm chatting away about the weather and I'm just, you know, my mind is elsewhere because there just is no fear there. So the first time you do it, you just need to be aware that then your conscious mind sometimes needs to catch up with what work we've done subconsciously. And so, you know, allow that work to settle in, allow the space in time for that work to really bed in and for your conscious and subconscious mind to kind of catch up and work, you know, get to know each other again to see what work's been done. I hope that makes sense. So in case you are going to be using this technique in a moment where you literally are about to do something and you're absolutely terrified and you want to clear it. So I hope that that has been helpful for you. If you have any questions at all, you know where I am. Jump on the Facebook page, the Head Trash Facebook page. You can come and find me on Twitter at Alexia L, and I will be happy to help you. Of course, send me an email. I'm always at the end of email, hello@headtrash.co.uk with any questions. And of course, I please go and get the 5-step process from the website, because this stuff works. So please don't hold back anymore and just get on with it. Just clear this stuff and be happy. Thank you and have a good weekend. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, I'd really appreciate you leaving a review here on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to headtrash.com to get your copy of our free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Now stay tuned for upcoming episodes and more tips and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time, bye for now.